This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got Jeffrey Shaw, the author of the new book, Lingo. Can you tell me about your take on the 80-20 rule?
You know, the core intention of the entire book, Lingo, is what I think is the answer to the quickest road to a profitable business, and that is to only work with your ideal customers. So, you know, I talk about busting up the Pareto principle in the book. Now, I don't want to ignore the brilliance of the Pareto principle and that it does exist. The Pareto principle being the 80-20 rule, that 80% of your income comes from 20% of your customers. But, you know, for who I coach and who I work with and who I wrote this book for, I'm out to protect the entrepreneurs. You know, those businesses, probably five or fewer people. And you know, we don't have time. And Derek, you know this, we don't have time to waste. We don't have, the 80-20 rule is essentially saying 8 out of 10 customers are a waste of our time.
Right.
That two will pay off, but eight are a waste. Now, we don't have that kind of time. Not only do we not have the time, it is so hard to get someone's attention. That, you know, how do you stand out if you're only going to appeal to 2 out of 10 people? So my sole goal of Lingo is to help entrepreneurs build a business speaking the secret language of their ideal customer. So you have to, one, define who your ideal customer is, walk through the 5-step strategy to build that secret language strategy so that you create a brand that only speaks to your ideal customer. The result is you have a business where you're working only with your ideal customer. So your income is coming in, you could say, evenly across the board, but what you do know is you're not wasting your time. That is by far the most efficient and quickest way to a successful business that I know of.
It's great advice. And even more than that for you as the entrepreneur and business owner is it's more rewarding. You don't have as many of those days of going into the dark room and leaning up against the wall and going, what am I doing? How did I miss the mark? And it's just so much more satisfying, isn't it, to be able to take care of customers who enthusiastically engage and you're a good fit for them and they're a good fit for you.
I mean, it's a flow you almost can't describe, and yet we all know it. I mean, every entrepreneur I talk to, you know, I'll when we talk about the Pareto principle, I'll ask them, I'm like, isn't it true that some of your most profitable transactions have been the easiest? Right. But then the reverse is true, too. Think about the customers that you've worked with, where you've jumped through hoops, you've bent over backwards. They spent the least amount of money and drove you crazy.
Right.
Right. I don't know of an entrepreneur that hasn't seen that extreme. It's like, so what if we get rid of that? What if you only have those positive flow experiences? It absolutely, every day of your life is, you know, you're happier, you're more enriched, you have time for your family, hopefully. I mean, everything's just running smoothly.